Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
How valuable are you anyway? Are you worth your weight in diamonds, or rubies, or even rice or potatoes? Scores of individuals today feel that their worth is not even that of straw. They struggle with feelings of worthlessness and inadequacies, completely overwhelmed by their feelings of inferiority. And the more they think about it, the worse the situation becomes. Much of what Jesus said when he taught the multitudes ran contrary to popular wisdom. Nowhere is this more evident than when he talked about the value of an individual, including those considered to be pretty worthless in the eyes of society. On one occasion, Jesus illustrated this truth by telling three stories. Luke, the Greek physician from Syria, records them for us. He gives these three stories prominence in his gospel. Each one of these talks about something which was lost and then recovered: a sheep, a coin, and a son. You can read the entire story in Luke 15 from your New Testament. First, there were 100 sheep, one was lost. There were 10 coins in the next story, one was lost. Then there were 2 sons, and one was lost. Even the elements which Jesus used in this carefully crafted story varied in value. Now, a sheep is of little value compared to a silver coin, and a silver coin is of little value compared to the life of a son. Yet in each case, there was rejoicing when that which was lost was found. There is also another important fact. Each was valuable enough for everything to come to a halt until the lost item or son was found. The shepherd rejected the temptation to say, "Well, look at the 99 which we've got in the fold. You can't win them all, so let's be thankful for what we have." No, he left the flock of 99 and went seeking the one animal which had strayed. He was satisfied with nothing less than finding the one lost sheep. The woman with the 10 coins could have reasoned, "Everybody has losses in life. We live in a broken world. It could have been worse." Not so. She swept and searched until the one coin was found. "Rejoice with me," she told her friends and neighbors, "I have found my lost coin." The father of the lost son, often called the prodigal, could have said, "I did my best raising the lad. I'm sorry, but he had a will of his own. I couldn't make decisions for him." Instead, the father cried, "This son of man was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. The individual who struggles with feelings of inadequacies, feeling he or she is never good enough to warrant and receive God's love, is pictured in these stories. Yet what he or she doesn't understand is that God is far more interested in his coming to the Father than he is in finding the Father. That's what the gospel is about. When we were lost without hope and without direction, the great shepherd of the flock, Jesus Christ, came seeking and searching. Long ago, Isaiah wrote, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." But Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." As John Newton wrote, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." There is help for your failure and hope for your despair, friend. I suggest you take time to read these three accounts found in Luke 15 and see yourself in that which was lost. Your life can forever be different because the shepherd will find you and rescue you.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.